In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Add to us faith. So demand the apostles of Jesus. And perhaps some of you students feel like demanding this of Jesus after a week of classes. Or you vicarage supervisor after a couple of months with the new vicar. And your plea would be justified if you found yourself in the same place as the apostles. This plea of the apostles verges on the desperate. It arises from their recognition that they are unable to do what Jesus has asked them to do. They are afraid. They are afraid that they will become a stumbling block to the little ones, and that they will not be able to forgive their brothers when they sin against them 7 times a day and 7 times ask for forgiveness. They have heard Jesus' words and they understand them. Hard words about discipleship. What it means to be a disciple in this world. And they realize that they're not up to the task. They lack the necessary faith to do such things. Add to us faith, they cry. For you see, the little ones, to keep them from stumbling and to forgive your brother 7 times a day is to do miraculous things. As miraculous as healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead, and saying to that mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea. What Jesus is asking of his disciples here on that border between Samaria and Galilee as he draws closer to the city of his death is what he asked of them at the very beginning of this discourse, back in chapter 14, back before the parable of the prodigal son and the unjust steward and the rich man and Lazarus. What he is asking of them is this: that whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me, he is not able to be my disciple. And this is the second time he called on them to take up the cross. The first time, he told them to do it daily. What could that possibly mean, to take up a cross daily? Once is enough, and once is the end, for to take up the cross is to die a brutal and humiliating death. No wonder they ask him, add to us faith. But isn't the daily ritual of taking up the cross and bearing it for Jesus the same thing as the daily ritual of forgiving my brother 7 times a day, or 70 times 7? Those who sin against you 7 times a day and come asking forgiveness each time, these are the little ones, los desamparados, the helpless, the poor, the outcast, the tax collectors, the sinners. Helpless like us, poor, miserable little ones who call Jesus Lord, but who sin 7 times a day against other little ones. Helpless like us who know that to sin and repent and forgive is the greatest of all the miracles of the new creation. Helpless like the apostles who, even though Jesus taught them to pray every day, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us," those apostles are so overcome by such a miracle that all they can say to Jesus is, "Add to us faith." Add to us faith, O Lord, for we don't want to become stumbling blocks to these repentant little ones by withholding forgiveness. For these little ones who are coming into the kingdom through Jesus' miraculous ministry of release, they sin often and repent repeatedly, 7 times a day. And we need faith to forgive them and faith to be forgiven by them. The act of forgiving sins must be a constant in the Christian community because absolution is how creation is released from its bondage through Christ's death and resurrection. This is the way of the kingdom. This is the way of the cross. For was it not this evangelist who reported that Jesus, as he was crucified, declared, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And then, just before the darkness broke over the earth, Jesus turned to that repentant thief who had sinned 7 times that day and said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Add to us faith, we cry, and Jesus does. As we take up our cross daily and forgive as he has forgiven us. This is the way to paradise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.